Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
And I'm building a miniature stairway to a tiny little heaven. Ozzy!
Big wildfire.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stars are all closed, with the words she can get what she came for. She wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings.
She's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. she's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiving.
A stairway to heaven.
And the forests will echo with laughter. anybody remember?
Laughter?
Oh,
promise him a chance to play a solo on the xylophone. Fresh? Now that's a way over sound, man.
The end. Ha ha ha. Cough? Oh, I thought he said cough or something there. Maybe not. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, we did finally end it with the real deal, Led Zeppelin, there after a long Stairway to Heaven compilation, like everything but Led Zeppelin doing Stairway to Heaven. But it all goes out to our friend Scott Gates. Oh, now I'm missing the thing, but yes, I'll find it soon. Anyways, you know, I was out having a cigarette on the fire escape, and I noticed somebody with a picket sign walking by, and I'm going, yeah, that stuff is going on today. I haven't really said a word about it. Well, you know what? You know, I'm not a politician. I'm just here to entertain you.
I'm not a politician in any way.
I don't get into this stuff at all. But, you know, of course, like, you know, like someone riding into people is a murderer. And, yeah, the white supremacists do basically suck. And I don't know where this girl comes from. All I can tell you, she's very pretty. She's got blue hair. Her name's Annika. And, hey, what's your deal? You're carrying signs around town.
Hello, yes. So I went to the counter protest today because there was supposed to be a free speech rally happening at the Boston Common.
Right.
And that is where the white supremacists and neo-Nazis are gathering and saying that they should have a right to free speech. But the thing is, the huge key here is that hate speech is not free speech. Like, hate speech infringes on other people's abilities to lead their lives happily and freely, which is why we, as the greater Boston area, organized a counter protest, and that is what I went to today. So it's protesting the white supremacists' free speech protest.
Right. Which, like, that's what happened in Virginia, and those people that were protesting against got hit by someone, and people were hurt and killed.
Last weekend, this is me retelling things that I'm remembering from articles I've read this week, you know, podcasts I've listened to.
This is not a news broadcast by any means. It's just me going, hey, who are you with that sign on the street?
Exactly. This is me, and I'm speaking mostly for me. But yes, in Charlottesville, there was a huge alt-right rally where people are in the streets and they're shouting blood and soil, which is an old Nazi slogan, which is pretty freaky.
Unless you live under a rock, I think everyone's seen that.
Yes, I mean, I would really hope so. Yeah. And so, you know, on my sign today.
What did it say? I didn't even see.
It's now in the corner.
Okay, what does it say?
It says, at Trump, did you forget how to tweet on Saturday? And that's me referencing Charlottesville, because your silence said it all. Because for somebody who gets up
tweets every day
about everything.
Yeah.
No spaces, a few commas thrown in haphazardly. He'll tweet anything. And the fact that he said nothing for two days.
Really?
Charlottesville, like, occurred last Saturday, week from today. And then
when he does, he says something like, there's people to blame on all sides.
On all sides. And that's the thing. There were a lot of people at this rally today who had shirts and signs that say, there is only one side. And so there was actually a really funny sign where half of it was things with many sides. So, like, a cube and, like, a polygon, like, all kinds of stuff. And then on the other side, it was, like, things that have one side. And it's, like, you know, Nazism. So that's where it's, like, a very interesting question of, is this politics? Where I suppose, yes, it is. But at the same time, we should all be able to agree that speaking violence is
not
acceptable.
Yeah.
Like, we as an American people, and, like, of course, there's all kinds of shit going on.
Don't push it, is what we're saying, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a call here. Let's see who this is. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, man. Mark from Method.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Hey, say what you will. You're not a politician. I agree.
Yep. You've listened to my show.
Get out of the studio.
Right.
Get out of the studio.
Yeah, we're not going to talk too much more about it.
Rock on, man. Great band. 61 Ghost today.
The band I had on earlier. Yeah, they were great. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for listening. I think that's saying, you know, like, yeah, Brian, we don't want to hear your thoughts on this.
Yeah.
Just rock out. But I'm glad you came in and told us what you're about, Annika.
Concluding thought.
And you're no stranger to the station. You had a show here before.
Oh, yes, I once did. Maybe will again.
Yeah. You want to tell us about the show you had? What did you call it? Maybe there's some fans.
Okay, so it was called Totally Irresponsible, and it happened on Fridays in the afternoon at 5, and it was really fun. It was some of my friends and I playing music and talking about things that were happening. Again, we're not politicians, but we care about the world.
There you go.
So the one concluding
thought
I wanted to say is, now is the time to call out racism and bigotry in all of its forms, no matter who it is. Like, if your mom says something really terrible about someone, like, it is now up to you to call people out. So that's,
I used to call my dad out on it all the time. But with him, I don't think he was a racist. It was just ignorance and stuff he grew up with.
And now, like, we can no longer tolerate intolerance when the stakes are so high.
Right, right. You're right. Okay, thank you for coming in, Annika.
Yeah, thanks for shouting at me.
Can we play anything for you? Who's your favorite band? Who's your favorite rock band?
I don't know. You should just play whatever is in your heart.
I will. I will. Thank you very much, Annika.
Yeah.
Keep rocking. I hope you get a show again, all right?
Thanks.
Okay, thanks. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, yes. We are not going to get into that stuff at all. So I could tell by one of my loyal listeners is like, Brian, you sound like crap when you get serious. So here we go. What do you want to hear? 855-915-9636. It's a crash course for the ravers.
Hi, this is David Lowry from Cracker, and you're listening to Brian Young on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Smoke like that. heaven or hell. Cast aside the flesh of thee, cast aside and set you free. Oh, oh, death. Oh, oh, death. Can't you spare me over till another year? So they can't talk, stiffen their legs so they can't walk, close their eyes so they can't see. The chill you feel, it comes from me. Oh, oh, death. Oh, oh, death. Can't you spare me over till another year?
that everything in this world is going to be fine. How can I believe that everything in this world has its place and time?
Calling.
his command, who by his own hand, who in mortal chains, who in power, and who shall I say is calling?
WMFO in Medford with a crash course for the Ravers show. Oh, played all sorts of stuff today. Should I go down the list? Well, I think I mentioned everything before. We did a Stairway to Heaven block. All of it going out to Sam Gates. I think I got his name wrong earlier. Sorry about that, but a friend of Ben who had to run off, Ben the intern, died in a motorcycle crash. I think he's a South Shore kid, 19. So, sorry. Going out to friends and family there. We, you know, feel for you. Sorry, Sam Gates. We heard Stairway to Heaven was like one of his favorite songs. I said the whole show's dedicated to him, okay? And we started the Stairway to Heaven block with James Kochaka Superstar doing miniature Stairway to Heaven. Then I had Me First and the Gimme Gimmies doing Stairway to Heaven. Be Your Own Pet, Stairway to Heaven. And it's not up there, but we did Dred Zeppelin doing their version. Then I had to, you know, I'm not going to play Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. Not the track you hear a million times, you know, in your life or every other hour on the classic rock station, you know. So I played Zepp. Boogie with Stu. Love that one. All about Ian Stewart, if you want to look him up. He's played with Stones, everyone else. Then I play Cracker. Sick of Goodbyes. High Desert Biker Meth Lab. Oh, Death. Oh, no, Oh, Death with Camper Van Beethoven. But same singer, David Lowry. And then Waka. And then She Divines Water. And then I just ended that block with Leonard Cohen, Who by Fire. Beautiful song. It's actually, there's a movie I'm in. Chris Atkinson is making this movie, City of Fog. And the trailer he just put out has that song in the trailer. And it's just, it hit me really, you know, I love it. So I went, you know, I got to play that the next show. So there you go. That was Leonard Cohen, Who by Fire. And that's actually like a Yom Kippur prayer of some sort that's based on. If you want to know. And you know what time it is? Yeah, it's that time. Boston Groupie News Report time. On a crash course for the Ravers. What's going on in Boston Groupie News world? Well, tonight, the Guillotine Ages, 4-point restraint, and After the Blackout are at the Cantab Club Bohemia. Trusty sidekick Jason Bennett and the Filthy Muskets, Richie Parsons, Matt Traynor are at the Midway. Jess Collins and Chrissy V from Petty Morals will be taking over the music situation at the Shanty W. Jim Haley and Set Fire, solo stuff, duets, acoustics, etc. Perhaps a few others will be joining the fold for some round robbing. You'd have to look at the spelling of that. I'll give you that later. Stop Calling Me Frank, State of the Union, the new frustrations, the only things are at Midway tomorrow, 4 to 8 p.m. Silver Screams, The Runouts, and Crime Spree are at Kodo in Salem next Friday. All kinds of stuff going on. I'm looking in September, though. Where was the big one I was looking at? With Flaming Groovies. That's why, see? Where's my, where's Marie when I need her the most? Where is that? Flaming Groovies are playing somewhere with Muck and the Myers and... Now I can't find it. Let me play some Flaming Groovies and find it, okay? Because I don't want to forget that one. But you can find all this and more at bostongroupienews.com. Flaming Groovies, they're playing Tuesday, the legendary Flaming Groovies with Muck and the Myers, the Downbeat Five. They're all at Ralph's in Worcester Tuesday night. I think I'm going to be there if I'm feeling all right. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Rock and roll all the way from Mars. Fly, soldiers, There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. For the heat, a thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Let me creep into your dreams, baby. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Another great crash course for the Ravers show. Thank you very much to 61 Ghosts. Thanks, Ben the intern. Thank you to all the callers. Mark from Medford, Gerald Ann. And, thank you to Annika, our girl from the street, giving us the girl on the street report. Out of nowhere. 91.5 WMFO. And, what was that last block we just heard? Flaming Groovies, I Can't Explain, Flying Saucers, Rock and Roll, Muckin' the Myers, King of the Beat, and then going out to all the protesters out there, the Lost, doing For What It's Worth. Hey, next week on the Crash Course for the Ravers, we have Casanovas in Heat. Be here for that. We're here 1 to 4 every Saturdays. A Crash Course for the Ravers. Until next time, see ya! Stick around for Vin.